Good morning. I'd like to welcome everybody. Today we're going to look at, let me see, make sure this is turned on. There we go. Yeah, the on button does wonders. It's the thought that counts. We've heard this phrase before. We may have even used it before. You know, we didn't get something done, but it was the thought that counts. Well, that's a bunch of baloney, the thought that counts. You either get something done or you don't get it done. Taylor, you just got married. I'm going to give you some advice. Come the anniversary. Do something special. Don't just fall back on the, well, Spence, I thought about it. It's the thought that counts. That ain't going to fly. It ain't going to fly. You know? Travis had surgery. We actually went to God in prayer. For Travis. Well, it's the thought that counts. You know, I didn't get around to it. But you know why it's the thought that counts. Try that on your kid's birthday. You know, Gavin's next birthday. Gavin, it's the thought that counts. Mom and Dad aren't going to do anything. You're going to be left high and dry. But it was the thought that counts. That won't fly. Sympathy, apologizing. You can think about apologizing till you're blue in the face. But if you've said something, if you've insulted somebody, and you just want to act like nothing, acting like nothing's happened isn't apologizing. Acting like you did before the big squabble, that doesn't get it done. And sometimes we do that. Sometimes we do that with sin. Sometimes we do that with apologizing to someone. You know, I was wrong, but I'm just going to act like I did before we had a little squabble. Act as though nothing happened. We do that sometimes with sin. Well, it's the thought that counts. I don't really need to repent. It's the thought that counts. Don't cut it. Tomorrow, or maybe even for some of you, Las Vegas is a unique town. You know, a lot of places you live, you know, it's literally this Saturday and Sunday are not work days. Las Vegas, it's not only Saturday and Sunday, it's middle of the night, you can work anytime here in Las Vegas. But next time you have to go to work or you have a job to do or a project to do at work, boss, I just didn't get it done. I thought about getting it done. I put a lot of, thought about it a lot. In fact, what was up here was so good. I've thought of a lot of good sermons. I haven't delivered them yet. I've thought a lot of good ones. Exercise. I haven't dropped a pound thinking about it. Never. Haven't gotten any better shape thinking about, well, it's a thought that counts. If it's a thought that counts, I would be an Olympic athlete. If it's the thought that counts, I'll be the strongest guy in the world. You have to do it. And that leads us to the scripture that Kurt read today. I'd like to read it again. So it's a little bit lengthy of a passage. But it's found in James. It states it so well. It is so practical and in practical terms that it's... The thought doesn't count. It says, what does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Oh, I believe in God. I just love Jesus. Nothing I do backs that up. Oh, but I love Jesus. Just love God. But nothing I do, say, behave, reflects it. What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Oh, but God, I love you. I love you, Jesus. I don't do anything. I don't do one iota to display that faith or love. But oh, I love you. Just think of love. We love people in our lives, but we show it by demonstrating it. We demonstrate the love that we have. Goes on to say, but someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that there is one God. You do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. You know, don't you know, the devil himself knows that there's a God and is scared to death of the fact. It's not a thing of just a mental acknowledgement of believing in God. We all believe in God. Most of the world believes in God. But are there works backing up their faith? Is there action backing up their mental belief? But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he offered Isaac, his son, on the altar? Do you see that faith was working together with his works? And by works, faith was made perfect. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. And he was called the friend. He was called the friend of God. You see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only. Tremendous, tremendous, very heavyweight passage there. That it's not the thought that counts. The thought has to be backed up by action. Matthew 7:21, Jesus said, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. A lot of people are going to say, oh, we believe in you, God. Oh, I love Jesus. But Jesus says, not everybody that says to me, Lord, Lord, is going to go to heaven. The people that do the will of the Father, that does it, that's action. That's showing your faith through your works. We have a number of examples of people throughout the Bible, numbers of that have done this. One was Noah. He was told what to do, and he did it. In Genesis 7:5, it says, "And Noah did according to all that the Lord commanded him." He did all. Was the thought that counts. What does it matter if it's this many cubits or this many cubits? What does it matter if I get this kind of animals? It's the thought that counts, God. I'm building you a boat. I'm building a boat for you. What does it matter if I do it the way you want? There are tons of people this very hour, this very moment in the world, that are worshiping or think that they're worshiping God. Noah did all that was commanded him. Same with Moses, Exodus 40:16. Thus Moses did according to all that the Lord commanded him. So he did. Do I have to do all these things, God? Do I have to take him through the Red Sea? I'm not much of a water guy. You know, can we go this route? That manna stuff sounds a little bland. Is it gluten-free? Moses did all. God commanded him, and he did it. It wasn't the thought that counts. Jesus. He was crucified for us. God, you know, of everybody that's ever been on the earth, you know I believe in you. I used to be with you. We were from the beginning together. Your plan of salvation, you know that I'm there for you, God. Let's avoid this crucifixion thing, though. Let's do it some other way. That sounds a little painful. Jesus went through the crucifixion for us. It wasn't the thought that counts. If it was the thought that counts, God wouldn't have even needed to send his son if it was the thought that counts. 1 Peter says, "For to this you were called." This is our purpose. Our purpose. "For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps." Oh, I love you so much, Jesus. I don't want to go through. You love me. Jesus loves me. Jesus wants me to have a good life. He doesn't want any hardship for me. He doesn't want me to sacrifice anything. He wants me to have life and life abundantly. We're supposed to follow in the steps. Not so much that we will die a death of crucifixion. Not that. But that we will sacrifice and that we will follow up and demonstrate our belief. When Jesus was in the garden praying, "If there's any way around this, God, let this cup pass from me. But not my will, your will be done." And when we get to that point in our life that we're willing for his will to be done, and we put our will's not even part of it. When we get to that point in maturity that our will isn't even a part of the equation, that's when we're demonstrating more than just the thought. It's not our will, but your will to be done. And Jesus gave that example to us that we should follow in those steps, not necessarily to die in the method of crucifixion, but that we die to ourselves, that we follow to the point, if it has to be, of death. Not just the thought that counts, but actually fulfill it with action, with works. Confessing our belief. To actually verbally say that we believe in Jesus as the Son of God to men. Jesus said that in Matthew 32 and 33. He says, "Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven." And that's something that I want to be done. On the day of judgment, when I'm standing before the throne, I want Jesus as my mediator telling God, "Okay, what about this one? He's one of ours. He's confessed me before men." But, Jesus says, "But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven." Isn't that the least we could do? Is just verbally confess our belief? That's when people come forward and they're wanting to be baptized. When Ken was baptized recently, I know he believes in God. I know he believes that Jesus is the Son of God. If he's not, he's been wasting his time. But when he said, "I want to be baptized," he made that confession amongst people. He made that verbal, I'll just keep it to myself. I'll just keep it to myself as I go through my life. When we encounter other people, and it doesn't mean that we have to run down the street like Paul Revere, shouting out, "I believe in Jesus." It doesn't mean that. But do we let people know we're Christians? Do we verbally say, "I believe that Jesus is the Son of God"? The Ethiopian eunuch made that great confession in Acts 8. If Philip says, if you believe in all with all your heart, you can be baptized. Because they saw some water, and the eunuch says, "There's water, what prevents me from being baptized?" And Philip said, "If you believe with all your heart," he says, "I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Let's go get baptized." It's not just a mental, "I'll keep it in my heart." It's not the thought that counts. Attendance. Talking to the wrong people. Talking to the wrong people here, because you're here. It's the thought that counts. The thought doesn't count with being here. Now, are there exceptions? If you're sick, coughing and spewing, you need to stay home and get well. I don't want you here if you're coughing and spewing, getting everybody else sick, getting me sick. There's exceptions. But a lot of times, not the excuses we come up with. "Oh, I had a late night Saturday night." Let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, except if you had a late night Saturday. Doesn't say that. "Oh, the kids had soccer all day, so we were just worn out." I don't see that in there. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. as is the manner of some. They're kind of being called on the carpet here. But exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. How do you exhort? How do you encourage each other? How do you fellowship? How do we consider one another and stir up love and good works if we're not together? We're told to come as a body to worship God. We can do everything. We can take the Lord's Supper. We can sing. We can pray. We can do that in the comfort of our living room by ourselves. But that's not how God designed the church. The church is not this building. The church is us. And that's the way God designed it. He knows we're stronger together. That's how we build each other up. That's how we get the knowledge and to worship God together. Repentance of sins. The very next verse after what we just read. For if we sin willfully after we've received the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice. We have to repent of our sins. What's the thought that counts? I love Jesus, I love God, but I'm going to keep doing those same old sinful things that I've been doing. God knows I love Him. Me and God are good. We're square with each other. Not if I keep sinning. Because if I keep sinning, there no longer remains a sacrifice for my sins, and I'm separate from God. Bible study. Acts 17:11 says these are more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica in that they received the word with all readiness and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. I know I could study more. I know I could. They were praised. And it says they were more fair-minded. They studied daily. Just not the thought. Well, I'll think about studying. Wouldn't it be nice if we could put the tape recorder with James Earl Jones reading the Bible and just sleep at night and it play and it just soak in? That'd be great. It doesn't work that way. Well, I'll pray to God. Dear God, give me knowledge. But never open the Bible? It's not going to sprinkle down like fairy dust into you. You got to study. Baptism. Oh, it's the thought that counts. I joke about it. There's a lot of people that believe that. There's probably friends of ours that believe that. It's the thought that counts. I believe in God. I believe in the sacrifice of Jesus. But I don't need to be baptized. It's the thought that counts. I believe. Acts 2, starting in verse 4, it says, and with many other words, this is during Peter's sermon on the day of Pentecost. And with many other words, he testified and exhorted them, saying, be saved from this perverse generation. Then those who gladly received his word were baptized. And that day, about 3,000 souls were added to them. A lot of people heard. Many believed. But the ones that believed, that received his word gladly, took that step and were baptized. Every one of us that have made that decision to be baptized, we just didn't say it's the thought that counts. We obeyed and demonstrated our faith through our works. I hope that you can see, in there may be some situations where the thought counts. Most of the times that I can think of, it's always better if you follow up with action. Honey, I love you. I treat you like a dog. But it's the thought that counts. It don't cut it. God, Jesus, oh Jesus, I love you. I just want to be a good Christian. I love you so much. I don't do diddly squat that you say to do in the Bible, but oh God, I love you. Our actions need to match up with our beliefs. If you need to respond to the invitation, if you need to put your Lord on in baptism, if you need to repent of sins, don't just have the thought that counts. Repent of your sins. It is 11:32. I cannot think of a better time to repent of your sins than right now. Not 11:33, 11:32. Do it right now. If you need prayers of our congregation, we just won't say it's the thought that counts. We will pray for you. We will keep you in our thoughts. We will keep you in our prayers. Whatever your need, if you'd come forward, let your needs be known, and Colin will lead us in the invitation. Let's stand and sing.